This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's been a minute since I've been able to do this segment. Do you guys want some NFL overreaction or reality?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to overreact there.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? Because of your understated response, I'm going to give you an understated question.
Before
in
that.
In a second.
Before that. Kevin. Mm. Alec. As also that is, he also sent me video over from that Michael Penix situation. That is real. Oh. So it's not a fake thing. It's real. There was video. So
I thought you were about to say video of me from Germany spiking my notebook into the ground
right in front of the kid.
And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Holding a Bible,
hey!
Spiking the clipboard.
I was about to say it worked. We won. But I guess the whole point was It worked. We talked about Jesus.
There you go.
Is what I meant to say.
And forgiveness.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's the question you guys get as punishment.
Oh.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Colts really believe it when they say they hope their quarterback competition makes both Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones better.
Yes. Because they don't have anything else to hang their hopes
better
on.
Than what?
That, exactly. Like, they don't have anything. Okay. Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback. He made a couple good throws. He's still bad at quarterback. Anthony Richardson just looks unaware.
Yes.
And I kind of go back to he looks like a guy who coaches just went, he's the best athlete on the field. Let him do what he needs to do. Send all the guys and then let him run if he needs to. And nobody ever really worked with him on the quarterback position.
Right.
The decision making, reading defenses, seeing those things. I think that they are being very honest when they say that they hope that it makes them better because they don't know how to make either one of them better.
All right, Alec, I'm not going to put you through that question. I'll start you with a better question.
Ooh.
NFL overreaction or reality? You 100% want to see John Gruden get his day in court against the NFL.
Reality for a few different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
with you.
I think my main reason, number one, is actually something that's recently happened, is with the whole NFL media going over to ESPN. I want to see how ESPN covers this.
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
I want to see how honest we're going to be. I want to see how linear the information is presented to us, because I'm sure that Roger Goodell does not want some of these things that will get aired out in court public, but the way the court of law works, that stuff is going to become public, and he's probably going to be telling people, I want this to be presented in a specific manner. Whether that actually happens or not, to be determined. But I also do want to see just how it ends.
Yeah.
I want to see what kind of response we get from the league, because at least on paper, it looks like they have a lot of explaining to do.
I cannot imagine, Corey, same question for you. I cannot imagine a scenario in where the NFL actually lets this go like to court where all of this can be on display.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like at the last minute there's going to be some way that they come up with something that blocks certain parts of things? Or that's just how it winds up. Again, there are very good lawyers on both sides here, and they know how to work the system very well.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Cowboys have had a bad offseason. Now, I'm going to tell you why I asked this question. I get it. The national shows need something to talk about, and I want to make fun of them for that. In fact, by the way, here's a sneak preview for tomorrow. SportsCenter is doing their 50 states, 50 days, and they listed the top 10 athletic moments, sports moments in Texas history. Making the top 10, the Baylor women's basketball team going 40-0. Not making the top 10 anywhere, a Cowboys Super Bowl win.
Oh.
They talked about that pass from Troy Aikman to Alvin Harper in the NFC Championship game as being on the list, but none of the Super Bowl wins.
Just left it that way?
For Roger Staubach or anybody, none of those were as important as...
40-0 is a big deal, dude.
It is a big deal, but also winning any of your five Super Bowls is a big deal.
It was a long time ago.
You think one of them would have made it.
This is a long time ago.
Okay, guess what? They had older things on the list than that. All right? I forgot. Oh, yeah. So one of the things that they were talking about is the Cowboys have had a bad or disastrous offseason because of this Micah Parsons stuff. And I think that's absurd. So I think it's an overreaction. I do not think they've had a bad offseason.
I agree with you. It's for some reason... This seems more contentious, which the national media loves.
For sure. I would, too.
Like the Dak one, it just seemed very cordial of we're going to get a deal done. We're just working it out. And it's going to take its time. CeeDee Lamb's deal, kind of same thing of, hey, he posted maybe one thing on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Where he posted a picture. Other than that, it just seemed cordial. And this one has kind of had a little spiciness back and forth. And so... Thank you very much, Carter, for fixing my camera now that all the Tolos can see my face is what we're looking for here. Appreciate that. So I don't think it's been that much of a terror because they did some really good things in the offseason.
Sure.
They didn't have a draft that made you jump out of your chair, but they had a good draft. And they added some pieces in the offseason. Those are the offseason things. This one thing right here is just part of the soap opera that Jerry loves.
Now, Alec, I'm going to combine this with another question because this question is now my opinion.
That's
which might be shocking.
All right.
Overreaction or reality? You no longer care if Micah signs a contract extension this offseason.
Reality.
Because that's where I'm at. Because I think he could miss a game or two, but he's going to play. Because if you don't play for the season, obviously that stalls out the entire process. He's going to play. I think whether or not he gets hurt, the Cowboys are going to still offer him an extension, probably at the same money, because that's what their track record says. So overreaction or reality, you no longer care if Micah Parsons signs his contract extension this offseason.
I'm going to go overreaction.
Ooh.
And probably not for the reason that you would think. I think the reason that I say I care still is because I just don't want to care anymore. Like I care.
You want it to be done with so you can
caring.
Move on. Gotcha.
Yeah, I care because I am tired of caring. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. And the thing is, we talked about it with the Dak contract last off season. Is if they did put a hard deadline on an extension, we're still going to talk about it after. It's still going to get brought up if it doesn't happen, you know, and whether or not they do go under the table and figure something out, it's still going to get brought up in conversation. I'm tired of the soap opera part of it. Either get it done or you don't. But the conversation goes away totally if you get it done. Just get it done. That's why I care.
Yeah, I think that's a good take on it. I think it's a reality just because I'm at that point. And I was at that point before when we first started making its way. I was like, Kevin, I know you love math, all right? And that's you love true. Talking about the numbers and everything. And guess what, dude? I love listening to you talk about it. And I love engaging in conversation with you. I do not like talking about contracts. I just never have. I didn't go to the contract school. I grew up watching sports. And so that's where my my interest is. And this doesn't feel like sports. It feels business, and it's all right, I guess, for them.
NFL overreaction to reality. Matthew Stafford's back issue is going to sink the Rams' season. Now, he wasn't through
the... Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know if you know, but he's a Super Bowl contender before in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a Super Bowl.
Hey, better than we can say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Matthew Stafford didn't participate in what they called the jog through yesterday. And the expectation was he'd be back and ready to roll on Monday. And this might not end up being a big deal, but he is an older player.
Yeah. I think he's going to find his way out on the field. I think this is one of those ways that they keep him from having to do anything dumb in the preseason, because he could get hit by a car. You never know.
That's true.
So that's one, I think that's one of the things, but he's an older player that, last year, I was like, the Rams are done, because I thought his arm was going to fall off, and then he showed up looking pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So I think it's a reality, though. It could be a very severe problem for them this year.
Alec, what say you?
I'm going to go with overreaction just because Corey hit the nail on the head. Every time I think Stafford is done, he's not.
Yeah.
He finds some sort of breath of fresh air, and he's just back looking like himself again. So I don't want to bet against him, but I know Reggie always said it, that, you know, trick backs don't stop tricking. And that is very true, especially with the quarterback position. We dealt with it here in Dallas before with Tony Romo. I think it could be an issue, but I do think Stafford proves me wrong that every time I think he should retire, he's just one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, and I got to deal with it.
From the 972, there would be further scrutiny on this, but if, like, Micah missed 10 games because of an injury, that will count towards your progress in terms of, like, if you didn't play the entire year, was it Le'Veon Bell who didn't play the entire year?
Yes.
Then they can just carry your contract over and you'd be sitting in this spot again and again. But if he really were hurt, or that was what the agreed upon decision was, then yes, that would count as playing out your season.
Okay.
All right. Overreaction or reality, you wish Jerry Jones and the Cowboys would take more of Denzel Washington's advice. Now, we didn't get a chance to bring this up yesterday, but Denzel Washington, who we've seen out at Cowboys training camp, he said, I've been a Cowboys fan since the 60s, but Jerry Jones makes it tough not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboys fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of my hat, but he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket. So, my point, Jerry, is Denzel Washington has two Academy Awards. And the most recent one was since the Cowboys won a Super Bowl last. Mm-hmm. So he's closer to that glory. Should the Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Jerry.
Should the Cowboys and Jerry Jones listen to Denzel Washington more?
Yes. But look, dude, this is, he's doing it his way, the gambler's way. He's gonna take off the hat of GM and put on the hat of owner and put on the hat of marketer and put on the hat of businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doesn't have somebody specifically committed to football team, that's what's gonna end up happening, is he gets caught up in too many of these other things, and Denzel saying it won't matter to him.
I think that there are so many things.
I appreciate what you just said.
Yeah. There are so many parts about this situation that annoy me, but I think maybe at the top of the list is that he values all of those things the same.
Two things I think of note coming out of camp right now, Kevin. Schottenheimer has said Joe Milton will start on Saturday.
That makes sense.
And Tyler Booker will make his preseason debut.
Woo-hoo!
So we get to see our rookie as they, you know, pitch count and the play all along kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I
liked us.
I like it. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Overreaction to reality. Jerry Jones is upset about the King of the Hill episode from the new season where a character poops on his desk.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross.
That actually is a real thing.
It happened? Which episode is it?
In the cartoon. I think it's episode 7.
Okay.
New season. Very good, by the way.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do I have to go back and watch all the seasons beforehand to watch this season?
I don't look. Hank is pretty conservative. Him and Bobby are different. Bobby used to be in love with Connie. Look, you're all pretty much caught up.
Not a lot happens in Arlen.
If you've seen the show, the characters don't just radically change.
Damn it, Bobby.
Yeah. See? There you go. All right. Can I ask one more? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Overreaction to reality. Outside of an injury, what happens in preseason games has little impact on how you feel about your team.
No, I think that's an overreaction.
Okay.
Because I think that there are players that you're trying to figure out that like could make the team and how things go. And if they look crisp,
yeah,
you have some confidence that they can look crisp starting the season. And that's where I feel like, oh man, this is like, I can see the excitement. Now, you also have to go into it understanding what the opponent is doing. So sure. you have to take everything with a little bit of salt, if that's the thing way to say it.
Grain of salt.
Yeah, you gotta have to kind of understand what you're dealing with. But I think it can definitely, if you see your team like on the you know what, we're starting our starters. We're starting our starters for 2 drives. How'd they look? Oh man, they look fantastic. You're gonna have some confidence about it. Crispy.
Alec?
It's an overreaction for me because it's totally dependent on your team and what their situation is, because I care about this preseason this year and probably this year only in the Schottenheimer era because of the unknown and of all the new names. I like the running back room. I want to know who's starting. And like, if I had my way, Phil Maffa would be the next greatest thing in the NFL. Like, okay. I want him to succeed. I want his stock to go all the way to the moon, you know? So like, I have things I do want and need to figure out before the season starts. But if it's like the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't care. I know what's going to happen. They're probably going to make the AFC championship and we're all going to be like, dang, they did it again.
All right, there's NFL overreaction for today. Perhaps we will do that again tomorrow. Coming up next, we move into the expressway, which means we catch up on some baseball nuggets we didn't get to do earlier, but also, who is your favorite fictional baseball player of all time? 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel, injury attorney text line. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Line drive, base hit. Ortiz is in, Freelick's in, Contreras to third. The Brewers have hung a dozen on Pittsburgh.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We move into the expressway, and it's going to be a fun one today.
Oh, yes!
We've got baseball nuggets because we had to move it with Boach earlier, but then also, if you want to start considering or sending in your votes, who is your favorite fictional baseball player of all time? 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube.
Was this part of the Germany exposition where you got to sit down one evening and play all the movie characters from fictional baseball?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And you're like, these are the true heroes of baseball.
So we talked about why don't we show the Sandlot there.
Oh, man.
But also, I want to let you know.
Love that movie.
One of the questions was, who holds the record for most home runs in a season?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my players, shout out Sophia, who does not particularly speak English, said Shohei Ohtani.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, but that's a good shot. But a lot of them knew who won the 2023 World Series, including one of my players, Tim. He had his Reds jersey on, but underneath that, he had a Rangers World Series.
I'm sorry. Tim was wearing a Reds jersey?
Because that was our team.
That's amazing to me because our friend Tim played for the Reds.
Yes.
Our boss.
That's
Tim.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's, I think, amazing to me. Tim with two M's
okay,
on this
all right,
one.
All right,
I think
different.
But when we asked the question of the day, he like lifted up his jersey and had his Rangers championship. And I was like, hey, Tim, good job. Let's not show everybody the answer just quite yet. All right. So for baseball nuggets, I feel like, well, first of all, I know that Baseball Nuggets is brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. So nice. I'm going to say it twice because you know what? You might be in a tough spot with your AC right now. Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Let's start with the Milwaukee Brewers. They won their 12th straight game yesterday. And this is an astonishing stat to me. According to ESPN's Jesse Rogers, the Brewers are the second team in the last 80 seasons to have a winning streak of at least 12 games while scoring at least 100 runs.
Right? Huh.
The only other team to do so was the 2004 Houston Astros. So, you know, it's not great company to be in. But at least there's only two of you.
Astros are garbage.
Exactly. Sorry. That's how they won. Never forget. You know what I didn't see in Germany? Any Astros fans. Now.
Why would you?
That exactly. That's a big deal right there. But let's add another thing.
From the 806. There are Germans named Tim. Boring.
So, by the way.
You have a boring name.
Okay.
Germany.
I'm going to see if. All right, I'll tell you what. I want you guys to keep count of this real quick. This is baseball.
I'm sure that kid was great, you know?
I'm going to try to remember all my team's players.
All right.
I will say it how I was told to say it.
All right.
You tell me how many, count in your head, how many sound like German names and how many don't. All right? This is a tough start. Tim. Sophia. Lara. Oh, man, I feel like I need to help you out here. Giannis? Nikita?
Kyle
Yeomans. No, not Kyle Yeomans.
That definitely doesn't sound...
Johan? Now we're talking, right?
We're cooking right now.
Marta?
All right.
Rafael? Instead of Raphael.
All right.
Joshua? Okay. I was specifically told it is not Joshua, if that's what you think. Tobias, again, specifically told it is not Tobias, all right? It is Tobias. How many of those sound?
I got six. Six out of ten.
Okay.
That sounded close. Like, because you said Lara, and I was like.
Lara.
That could be Lara, but whatever. So I rocked with it. I could knock her over to the other side, though. It's 5-5.
I don't.
5-5 there.
I don't know if
972. How many Hans did Kevin meet?
Did you meet
a single Hans?
No. The guy who ran the camp, though, was named Ralph. But it was like, I think it was like R-O-W-L-F, maybe. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Ralph. It was Rolf.
Rolf.
And
isn't that a Muppet?
Was it?
Yeah, Rolf.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of having a panic attack over here because I definitely forgot one of my players.
Oh, no. Hey, they're not going to know. Are they listening? Do you think that they're like, you know what? Now that we know he's a famous radio host worldwide.
A little bit, because I have to tell you about the things I've added to my phone because of that. So I'd never used Whatnot in my life before this.
He was using Whatnot. Dadgummit, I wish I'd have known. We would have communicated better.
WhatsApp. I'm sorry. WhatsApp.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. I never used it in my life before I went there.
Fred kept saying, he's got to have WhatsApp.
Yes, and I do. Like,
probably.
I do. But then also one of the kid's parents said he can't have WhatsApp. So asked me if I would download Signal to communicate. Do you know
Signal plays a big part in the show, The Hunting Wives?
Okay.
Just saying.
So now I have
WhatsApp. By the way, you haven't heard my takes on that.
And Signal on my phone so I can talk with Tim and Johan.
I'll put it to you this way. At one point, one of the girls goes, why do you have Signal on your phone? So be careful with that one, bro.
Okay. Well, my answer to be... so I can talk to Johan. You know what, Alec, what I'm going to need you to do is when I remember that other player's name, and I feel really bad about it right now, I'm going to need you to edit that together so it sounds like I knew them all straight away.
Going to send them a 15-minute file.
Was it Alwyn?
No.
Klaus?
Son of a gun. Hold on.
Friedrich?
Friedrich.
Hold on. Adele? Otto? Was it Otto? It was definitely Otto.
I have my German phrases in here, but I don't have the kids' names.
Louis?
No, stop saying names. I'm never going to remember it now.
Dieter?
Isn't that Dieter?
Okay. Oh. It's not how it's spelled, but whatever.
All right.
It's spelled like Dieter.
The Milwaukee area restaurant chain George Webb.
Wolfgang?
Has had a long-standing promotion to give away free burgers if the Brewers win 12 games in a row.
Okay.
Previously, this has been accomplished in 1987 and 2018. So now, free burgers available for everybody once again. Woohoo!
Is that just free burgers at the stadium, or is that with a...
I think it's at the establishment.
Okay, all right, let's go, baby. I like that. Free burgers are amazing. I love hamburgers. I really do. I love hamburgers and tacos. Those are two things y'all know I love.
Yes.
By the way, shout out to Jake's. That's where G-Bag's going to be today. Speaking of hamburgers, Kevin, G-Bag's going to be out there today. Fan Phenom's going down. And also would like to say thanks to Jake's. They're hooking it up. I get to do my fantasy football draft at Jake's this year. I'm really excited about this. I love what they've done with the place, man. It's more than just a little burger spot now. You know, it's so much more.
I like it. All right, let's go from that. Pete Alonso passed Daryl Strawberry as the Mets' career home run leader. So I asked the question.
That's pretty insane.
Do you know who has the most home runs in Texas Rangers history?
Yep, absolutely do.
I swear if you say Johan or something.
It's Juan Gonzalez.
That is correct. Would you like to take
9,420?
That is too many. I was going to say an educated guess.
All right.
I will give you a hint. The number you said is way too many.
456.
All right. Alec, do you think Juan Gonzalez has more or less than 456 home runs? If you saw Corey's face, you know the confidence level is not high on this answer.
I would say lower.
372 home runs with the Texas Rangers.
He hit 434 in his career.
Okay.
He hit 35 with Cleveland, 22 with Detroit, and five with the Royals. That's pretty cool.
He was on the Royals?
That's what it says. Whoa. Right before it was the last 2 years of his career. He was with the Royals and then Cleveland again, 34 and 35 years old.
Okay.
He played one game with Cleveland that last year, Kevin.
Oh, good for him.
Probably got a hangnail and it was like, can't make it.
All right, let's go from that to the Dodgers.
These pants don't fit.
Stop what you're doing. Shohei Ohtani pitched into the fifth. He was fine. The Dodgers got swept. They are now second in the National League West. This is the first time they have not had a share of first place since April 27th.
Really?
So it has been more than 3 months since they found themselves in second place.
Yeah, they've been rolling, man. They had been on a roll, but here they are. And this do you expect that they're going to get out of this thing?
I do.
And like whenever playoff time comes around, they're just going to be like, no, we're a different team.
Is that going to be annoying to you if they just snap? Yes. And all of a sudden, they just crush everybody in the playoffs.
Because, like, right now, the 12-game win streak for the Brewers, you got to be happy about it, right?
Sure.
But then you get to the playoffs, and you've now disappeared. And some other team that was just kind of floating around, they were good because they were the super team. And then all of a sudden, they kind of just, what happened to them? And they just turn it back on. That's very frustrating. And then you're sitting there trying to tread water, figuring out, how do we get back to that 12-game win streak while they're doing what they're doing?
And in the meantime, another team that's struggling, obviously, are Texas Rangers. Where would you have them in the power rankings? Because ESPN released theirs this morning.
Middle of the pack.
Okay.
Probably somewhere around 16.
Okay. Alec, does that sound right to you?
18.
They are 15.
Ooh.
They were 13th, and they have only slid down to 15. And the thing that is in that mention that I feel like every time we talk about the Rangers is always in there, the very last part. The Rangers are running out of time to showcase the consistent baseball they still believe they're capable of. When we talked to Boach a couple hours ago, he made it clear they still believe that they are capable of that.
You know, and that's interesting. That's you don't really have to be consistent for 162 games.
For sure.
You really just, what do all coaches have always told us? We just got to get hot at the right time.
Right.
Now, the practice of that leads you to that. And with the Rangers specifically, isn't it all about the work? Why is your defense so good? Oh, it's the work that they do in their like all the practice that leads you to the success. And it does feel like the practice that they of the regular season should lead to postseason success, but they're a weird team that at some.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The point, if they just get hot, buzzsaw like we've seen with Bochy teams before, they could go on a run.
From the 682, I dare you to suggest more names. And then somebody else said Franz. And in the meantime, I figured it out. It was Lennox. So not Lennox, it's Lennox.
Like the air conditioners?
Yes, but said differently, he made an unbelievable catch our first day. He made a diving catch in the web of his glove, like the very edge of it in left field.
He snow coned it?
Yes. And somebody said it was the best catch they'd ever seen at that camp.
Really?
And here I am.
Not a lot of great plays then, huh?
Okay. Shut up. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of Lennox.
Do you know how I figured out his name? I reconstructed my batting order. And that is how I knew that Lennox hit 10th because everybody played and we had 11 players. All right. Now,
kind of a great outfielder, not a great hitter, obviously, based on where he was in the lineup.
All right. Can I tell you a baseball story? This is your own fault. And then I promise I'll probably mostly.
I mean,
be
this is a baseball segment.
That's a good point. Is Johan was mad with where I put him in the lineup because I had him 9th out of 11. And he was like, that's not legendary. That is actually what he said.
Really?
Which I thought was amazing.
Did you ask him what is legendary?
We got to that in a second.
All right.
So I explained the strategy of the lineup and I said, hey, some of our maybe not best hitters are towards the end. So I need another really good hitter right there to jumpstart the offense. He looked at me and he goes, that's clever. And I was like,
oh my gosh, oh,
take it.
Jeez.
And he liked it. But then on the final day, he kept wanting to get moved up. I moved him up to the 5th spot. Every time he came up to bat, I said legendary. And he was tremendous in the final.
What about Heinrich?
No, there was not. There was a kid at the camp named that. He just didn't play for my team.
Christoph.
No. Okay, why are people just texting in from the 940? 10th? Only 9 base. Okay, look, I understand that. We weren't sitting kids out, so we had 11 hitters.
Bastion and Liam.
Is Liam a German name?
I feel like it is.
Taken.
Okay. Well, look, we had...
Liam Neeson, yeah.
Okay, we had Johan, Joshua, Tobias, and Lennox. I feel like that should count
Leopold.
For...
Hey. All right, dude, we should...
Hey, you guys. All right.
877-881.
Stop sending in names, I swear.
More.
And look, show up to Taco Bueno tomorrow, 7940 North Central Expressway, but don't walk up and, like, say Strudel Farm or something like that. Don't do that
Strudel's
during
great.
The show.
Did you have Strudel there?
Come on. What do you think is the answer to
like
that?
Like a toaster strudel? Like one?
There's a way better chance of that. All right. Who is your favorite fictional baseball player of all time? Because I saw a Mount Rushmore that somebody did about this, and I was like, your Mount Rushmore is stupid. And so I decided we should have a segment about it to truly figure out, maybe not necessarily the best, but who is your favorite fictional baseball player? My rule, they weren't my rules. They said you have to play all 11.
There's one specific name people want to know about.
How can you complain about 4 outs if you had 11 people in your batting order? And look.
Yeah, what about the rules? Give them 4 more runs.
That was probably not my finest moment when I was standing really close to one of the umpires and I said, that's fine, give them 4 outs. Everybody gets 4 outs.
And he's like, you got 11 people in your lineup, Kevin.
That's fair.
Kevin.
Fair point.
I have a top 3 list, Kevin.
Oh.
For my favorites of all time.
Okay.
And I think this is interesting. You know this because this is my favorite baseball movie. Billy Chappell's number 3 though.
Okay, I'm surprised. On my list, I do not have him, but set aside, I put Billy Chappell for Love of the Game because I knew that had to be on your list.
I love that movie. He pitches He's trying to pitch a perfect game.
That movie is like 25 years old.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody out there.
He does it, and then he quits playing baseball.
Oh, no.
before, actually he quits before. Anyway, also number two, Willie Mays Hayes. Like, it's just a fantastic character. When he jumps out of the bed and runs the 40 and everybody's like, oh my God, he did that in his pajamas. It's insane.
That is impressive.
And then number one for me, just because it's legendary. It's legendary style, like old school baseball stuff. It's Crash Davis from Bull Durham. That is my number one favorite character of all time when it comes to baseball movies, fictional baseball movies.
Look, I just got eyeballed outside of the room. I don't know if that means I did something wrong or they're going to judge me based on this segment.
Oh, okay.
Or they're upset that for half a second I forgot Lennox. All right, Alec, who...
Hans.
Is your... It's not Hans. Gunther. I thought about that.
Gunther.
No. No, no, no.
Help.
Who is your favorite fictional baseball player?
Man, I have so many names flowing through my mind right now that are not fictional baseball players because of
and
Corey.
For everyone who's asking about that one name, no, I did not meet anybody in the German camp who had that name. I will let you figure it out. It's been texted in like 60 million times.
Oh my gosh. Back to fictional baseball characters from movies. I think you actually had one of them, Kevin. I think my number one, because I will always love the like youthful like stupidity in movies. Like, I don't know why. That's why I loved like the It movie and stuff. Like I just love the dumb kid character. And I think that's why, if you would allow me to, cut number 11.
Yes.
I think exemplifies that exact situation.
Awful! Take your base.
Take my base?
Come on, he swung at the ball.
All right.
Whoa.
Hank took a rip at that one, but the ump had already made the call, and he's on his way to first.
I think Rowan Gardner is awesome, man.
But the ump had already made the call.
That whole movie, I just love how it's kind of like your baseball experience in Germany. It's like, hey, screw it, I guess.
Well, there was a moment in that movie that like strains all baseball logic that I thought was amazing is when Rowan Gardner throws the ball from the stands. And then they make a rush for a tag as if that ball is still live, even though it was in the stands.
Not in today's game.
Mm. Yes.
Banana ball.
Yeah, that is true. All right.
That was the beginning of it all.
I'm a little disappointed. No one's mentioned cut number 12. Corey, I could see how the fan text would mention it. I could see how the YouTube and the Twitch would mention it. But I was really depending on you to say this one. Give me cut number 12. This is Jack Elliott from Mr. Baseball.
Sorry, kid. We'll get him next inning.
There ain't going to be a next inning.
What are you talking about?
It's 4-4.
No game can continue after 15 innings.
So when do we make it up?
No, I'm sorry, baby. It's over.
It's 4-4. A ball game can't end in a tie.
It's true. Unless it's the All-Star game. Your commissioner doesn't know what to do.
Or the German camp. Luckily, that did not come up, but I would have been so mad if one of our games ended in a tie.
And Augustus is over there just freaking out.
We didn't have Augustus Gloop or whatever that kid's name was on our team. I hate you guys so much for sending in so many. Like, there's so many helpful things for the topic we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then there's Dimitri and Hans and all of that.
This is the thing. You said it this morning when we were talking about eating the state of Texas. Accepting the premise. Our listeners, our audience does such a good job of just accepting the premise and saying, I'll ride with that. Let's talk about it. And I've always appreciated this. I've always appreciated that part of this.
Sometimes I appreciate it. Maybe not right now.
What? They're trying to help you for the future, just in case you meet some of these kids.
Okay. From the 214, Roy Hobbs. From the
he's based off of, isn't Roy Hobbs kind of based off of a real player in but like
maybe
like Josh Hamilton?
Okay, but like that happened later. I believe people thought The Josh Hamilton story was similar, except for Josh Hamilton's woes were self-inflicted.
Right, yeah. No, that's Roy Hobbs is a phenomenal character. That's a great one.
From the 806, it's obviously Benny the Jet Rodriguez, because remember, he eventually made the Dodgers. So he is excellent. I have seen multiple votes for Kenny Powers.
Okay. That dude, that show is hilarious.
It is.
Was he a great baseball player?
He made it back to the major leagues, and then he quit at, like, part of the game.
How did he? Was it steroids that got him there, or was it steroids that got him kicked out of the first place?
It was love. Okay. No, it was hate speech that got him in trouble.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
thanks, Corey. A lot. So there's a lot of votes for Benny the Jet.
I gotta go watch Eastbound and Down again.
It's still funny.
So weird.
It's amazing that made it to air. There are a lot. It's very offensive. There are a lot of votes for Kenny. For Benny the Jet. There are a lot of votes for Kenny Powers. There are some rogue votes for Bernie Mac from Mr. 3000, Jake Taylor from
Jake
Major
Taylor,
League.
Baby.
But it feels like...
Has Pedro Serrano's name been mentioned enough?
It has not.
All right.
But I'm going to go with a different person from that movie. Give me cut number 10. This feels like the leading vote getter thus far.
I got news for you, Mr. Brown. You haven't heard the last of me. You may think I'm... now, but someday you're going to be sorry that you cut me. I'm going to catch you on somewhere else, and every time that I pitch against you, I'm going to stick it up.
Oh, that's when he didn't get cut.
Yes.
He was mad because he thought he got cut.
And sweet Lou Brown goes, good.
Yeah.
I like that kind of fire. Problem is, I didn't cut you.
Dude, if you've never seen Major League... It is absolutely, it's a classic movie. It is a classic baseball movie. You know, we start talking about those, the ones that you got to see. That is definitely one of them, because all the different personalities in a clubhouse. Like, that's what you see, is all the different personalities, and ultimately what's the most important thing? How do we win a baseball game?
See, I think that is probably my favorite baseball movie. I do really love Field of Dreams and A League of Their Own. We're going to get to a couple of those players in just a second.
But Major League, like, the comedy is consistent throughout. Yes. It doesn't ever dip on bad comedy. Like, if you ever hear us say it's too high, and we start doing that, that's from Major League.
Yes.
You know, like, such a quotable movie, but the comedy is consistent throughout. And, you know, Bob Uecker, he wasn't a player, but he was absolutely brilliant in that movie.
So that is one thing I think A League of Their Own has going for it as well. If you're looking for that, like, side comic relief, I think John Lovitz is tremendous.
I gotta go see another girl. Hope you're not jealous.
And he yells at a cow off the script, and he's like, will you shut up? So for League of Their Own, one of the candidates that I had considered was Dottie Henson. Now, you take her, that's Gina Davis, over Kit. She's obviously better than Kit. But what works against Dottie is I have always been of the belief that she dropped that ball.
She absolutely did.
In the championship game on purpose. So if you don't have that level of competitive fire to take down one of your family members, you just might not have what it takes to make the cut here.
Yeah, but she knew her sister was going to go on and be a great champion. You know?
Did she? Or did she just want to go hang out with Bill Pullman? One of the Bills, her husband, who did not get killed in the war.
Uh-huh.
She just wanted to go hang out.
She was tired of Madonna and Rosie stuff. O'Donnell. She was, like, tired of them. Got to travel with them. Yeah.
So Dottie Henson was in consideration. She was fourth on my list, then Rowan Gartner, then Jack Elliott from Mr. Baseball. Apparently nobody said that. I don't even know if they've ever seen that movie. But of course,
really,
Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn, Rick Vaughn.
I don't think that Major League. Baseball is like a classic you have to see.
That's fair.
But if you like baseball movies, it's definitely a really fun baseball movie. I loved it.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Alec, how many of these words and movies and sentences have you never heard of in your life? Like, are you aware of the movie Mr. Baseball?
I was aware of it, but I hadn't seen it.
Mm.
Like, I knew it existed, and I was like, it's probably going to cross my path at some point, but it just hasn't yet.
Yeah, Corey's description is right. It's not great, But it's very entertaining.
Yes. No, yeah. And again, the classics are different. You know, there's the ones that I think they stand the test of time over everything. And then there's really good movies. And I think this is a good, a fun baseball movie.
Do you think that... That's why I think this question is interesting, that we haven't seen a lot of Bull Durham representation. Maybe because they're minor leaguers, but we said your favorite, not the absolute best.
Crash Davis is my favorite character because... He saw the show, and he's trying to help these other guys get to the show. It's a little tough love, but he also, you know, he floods the field. You got all these fun things that you can do in the minor leagues, but he's also teaching lessons along the way. That's one of the reasons I just love that character.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Don't take a shower. You might get disqualified. Next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.